Certainly. Under the Missouri Sunshine Law or Public Records Act, the state has a responsibility to provide to the people of Missouri information regarding the processes of our government. We know that the Department of Corrections has in its possession certain amounts of propofol. There have also, as you know, been recent press reports that that propofol may not have been properly obtained. In order for the ACC to determine a number of issues relating to this proposed execution protocol, we need to be able to review documents, evidence, facts relating to how much is in the state's possession, how it came to be in their possession, etc. The state has a responsibility to turn that over. After our initial request, they advised that we would have it by September 28. We have had no documents, no phone call, no communication. And given the upcoming date of the proposed execution later this month and the intense public interest in this issue, it's important that these records be made available to the citizens of Missouri.
So what part of these records are under the Sunshine Law, in your opinion?
So what we've requested is documents related to the propofol that is in the Department of Corrections possession. And, of course, we're happy to provide you with the specific public records request. Certainly there are questions as to how much they have, how it was obtained, what the proposal is for its usage, a variety of other detailed information. And a matter of great public interest of this, of ethical, moral, political concern, and legal concern, it's important that the people of the state of Missouri have all of the facts. If the state intends to execute somebody in the name of the people of Missouri, we as citizens have a right to know how this is going to occur, why it's going to occur, and the details regarding the procedure and the obtaining of this drug. It's also concerning that, as I'm sure you've seen the press reports, propofol is an important medical drug. It's an anesthetic that is greatly used by physicians in surgical procedures in hospital rooms around the country. The state's proposed use of this drug in a way puts at risk the medical health of all Missourians and all Americans.
Now, the maker of propofol has had some things to say about using this drug in executions. Does it bother you, or is it part of your lawsuit that the state's use of it seems to be running against the sentiments of the manufacturer?
Well, I would say the underlying issue, there are many problems with this protocol. There are many problems with the death penalty as it had been put into practice across the country, as evidenced by the many states that are beginning to look at moratorium or reviews or completely outlawing. But this specific litigation is of import to all the people of the state of Missouri. Whether or not one supports capital punishment, whether or not one believes that a propofol protocol is appropriate, everyone should be concerned that the state is withholding records and information that we are entitled to, and that's what this litigation is about. This is about the Public Records Act that the people in Missouri have decided that our government should be accountable to us, and in order for that to occur, public interest organizations and citizens need to be able to get information. The state is not fulfilling its responsibility, and that's just flat-out wrong, no matter where you fall on the ultimate question.
You know, because of this this discussion about propofol and the questions you raise and the questions that others have raised, including the manufacturer, we've already got an attorney general in Missouri, and we've got now a state senator who wants to be attorney general who suggests, okay, we need to rebuild the gas chamber because we do allow gassing. I've lost track of whether gas has ever been ruled cruel and unusual punishment. Do you know off the top of your head?
You know, I do not. And again, this is clearly a complicated legal, political, ethical, and moral question. But what is not complicated is, in order to deal with these questions, how does the Department of Correction have this drug? Did it acquire it properly? Did it not? What is intended use? There are simple requests that we have made. No matter what else, the state needs to immediately make available these records. The public needs to review these records. We need to have a robust public discussion about what the state is intending to do, and I.